It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. Ruth?
Good morning.
You're up.
The Wake Robin Inn hearings continue. The last one was this past week. They introduced the intervener status. There are residents who have filed for intervener status, meaning that they can present their information and documentation.
That's serious.
I saw signs. I was driving to Millerton in a way that I don't usually go, and so.
Oh, there are signs all over about the
mega project. Yeah.
Mega project. Getting down to the wire here, and you know, there is limited time when you have an application. So the interveners, the commissioners thought they were going to be speaking that night, and the interveners expert said, no, we're not ready. And so it's been put off till December 2nd. And as I say, the commissioners are a little concerned that they're not going to have enough time to absorb all the information. And be it as it may, they have
any indication of why it took the interveners so long to stand up and say we can be interveners?
It's interesting that the lawyers got into it a little bit. The lawyers for the commission and the lawyer for the intervener.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they said, why are you taking so long? And the experts said, well, application keeps changing. You know, they do keep revising it. It's changed. The building sizes have changed, the locations of the building sizes. And then the intervener's lawyer said, the commission knew about this, has been working with this company for over a year, and we just learned about it 3 days after Labor Day. So we have to hustle. And so there was some...
Where do they come from, China?
Pushback. I don't know where
they're not local.
Come on,
you look them up.
You just learned about it.
I do believe that they are local.
Yeah, they're apparently they have resorts elsewhere, and
but it's where they are. It's where they are registered, I believe.
Yeah, I don't.
But now, how did you say more than one intervener or just one?
Well, there's a lawyer for the Krugers, Mr. and Mrs. Kruger, and
okay.
I'm not. He said he's representing them, but I heard earlier. The meeting said, other people said they were getting lawyers. So at this point, I think I assume it's just representing the Krugers.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. And so they're having, on this December 2nd, I think, they've got like 5 or 6 experts, they said. So it's going to be.
That's going to be a long one.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael Clemens, the chairman, he runs a tight ship, so he gives them so much time, and that's it. But, yes, it'll be an interesting meeting. And, as you said, there are signs all over the place.
Yeah.
And Michael, you heard, 500 rooms?
Somebody had actually approached me and said, they're going to build 500 rooms there. Aren't you opposed to it? I said, if it was 500 rooms, I might
it's
be.
Funny because the sign that I saw was right next to the Stop the Save the Rail Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got those two things going on.
That's the other protesters all worried about. The Pope property. That's going to be another big issue when that comes before.
I thought that was a non-issue. Not,
Pope?
Not
well, no. It, in certain people's eyes, it's an issue. You know, it depends on who you talk to.
But eventually, there will be a plan for Pope, I'm sure there'll be pushback there, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see if there's anybody trying to stop the one in Lakeville now that they've got the grant to move forward.
Right, yes. Yes, they did. Get a grant.
Holly
Place.
Yeah, that was held up for a couple of maybe even two.
Two, I think.
When the people got lawyers after the decision that was okay, challenged it in Superior Court. So
yeah, that took.
And it can always happen again when people want it. Usually, these things they don't die off. They'll take every effort they need, even at the last final minutes, to see if they can pull the plug.
Yeah, and the same for look how long it's taken in Falls Village for that river.
Yeah.
thing. I mean, that's still holding.
Well,
because
all of these. This is like a national trend too. I mean, they're talking about the idea that when these people want to build factories and such in this country, the average amount of time it's taking to get through the permitting process is 15 years.
And really?
The same people who are in charge that we were talking about earlier,
who
right?
Can possibly... Okay. You're 15 years down the road from something, and everything changes in that period.
Of course.
And just like they did when they were going to build the grocery store down there, the Hannafords in Mellerton, hung it up. Then when they finally approved it, Hannaford said,
Thank God. That's a real tragedy.
Thank God the plaza has been sold down there now, and they're committing to bring a supermarket back.
Yeah, I did hear that. That's
I'm so
great.
Happy about that.
But, who gets rich on these but the lawyers? That just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And the taxpayers, at the taxpayers' expense.
Who's in charge, and how long has this been going on? And I'm not talking about locally. I'm just talking about this paradigm.
15 years, Michael said.
Well, in the industrial, but the lawyers running.
I'm not talking about the local board. I'm talking about the paradigm where you put in a thing, you put in a plan, an application to do something, and then everyone lawyers up, and then, as you point out, lawyers make, because.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been going on for a long time. I mean,
and I'm just saying.
It's all of the
always
permitting.
At some point you look to the top. You look to the model, M-O-D-E-L, model. Look to the model. Who came up with this? When
the lawyers.
Ruth first mentioned the interveners or the intervention at Wake Robin, I was thinking, 40 years ago that was called gazumping in real estate. You think you have a deal and then somebody walks in and offers the person a lot more, and suddenly you have no place to live. And it was perfectly acceptable as a quote tactic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It holds up all kinds of progress. And of course the Supreme Court recently ruled about some of the shenanigans when it comes to zoning boards and excess fees and such they've been doing, and saying that you keep charging people, like example, you charge them to have your engineer look at their engineering's work, which has been done locally here a number of times, that they ruled, no, you can't do that anymore. We're going to consider that a taking of the property, and this has to stop. You know, when you have, why does somebody who has a certified engineer need to have their certified engineer checked?
Yeah.
I mean, that just doesn't make sense in the real world. Anyway, we got to get some other time. Do you have other topics, or can we just talk about this?
Gee, I don't know.
We can just roll with this one.
The zoning is
like, that's your line for the day. It's like, we got to keep moving.
Yeah, let's.
Okay, zoning is everywhere. I mean, that's what's making headlines.
Everywhere.
So in Canaan, they did approve that text amendment, so it's going to allow longer roads on dead-end streets.
So no,
that's going to have ramifications.
No lawsuits in the wind on that yet?
Not yet. Hold your hat. Yeah.
I'll keep my ears open on that one.
Yeah, keep your ears peeled.
Yeah. Inland Wetlands closed its hearing on the Sharon Low Road project. You know they're going to be taking down those two buildings, Bargain Barn and the one in front, put up two new ones, put in landscaping and walkways and things. Still no word on what's going in, nothing official on what's going to go in these buildings. But this is very close to the Beardsley Brook Pond, and I talked with Jim Crissell, the chairman of Inland Wetlands, and he said, there are concerns. Commissioners have some real concerns about the effects of this project on the brook. And so they are going to be meeting, they have to meet they have certain time limits again. Their next meeting will be December 9th at 6:30, and they'll have to be discussing that.
I thought that on the last one they had closed it, and so there was going to be no more, until they rendered their verdict, there was going to be no more. Has that changed?
Yeah, there's no more public discussion. Once the hearing is closed, that's the end of it. Now it's just time for the commission to deliberate, and that's what they will do.
Uh-huh.
And do they deliberate publicly or no?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, have to do it publicly.
Well, you think, but...
yeah. Had an interesting Salisbury Forum Friday night at the high school in the newly renovated auditorium. And if you haven't seen it, it's Have you seen it, Mike? I mean, it's really
nice and bright
after that. It was so dark and dank in that room for years and years, and it's really nice and anything, light and breezy.
Anything was going to be an improvement there, even if they brought in lawn chairs.
Yeah, that's true. That it was pretty bad. So take a gander when you're around there. Kurt Anderson and William Cohan, two authors, really pulled no punches when they talked about the election and the cabinet proposals and appointees that Trump is making. And interestingly enough, Kurt Anderson was just on TV this morning talking about the same thing. Very, very big concerns about some of the people who they feel are very incompetent being put on these committees. So, again,
where were they under the last administration?
I'm not going there, Michael. So it was a very interesting discussion and packed house, as you can imagine.
Well, you got to give them credit. Trump keeps these people in business for another 4 years.
Mm, wonderful.
You know my position, guys, so carry on.
Yep. Had the Christmas fair in at St. Andrews in Kent. So, the season has begun, although, as we said, it probably began a month ago. But Christmas trees and all kinds of stuff are now being sold at St. Andrews if you need a tree. Also at the high school and many other places, Christmas is coming.
Does the high school still benefit the Ag?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. They're big trees, wreaths, whatever, you know. Poinsettias, they do all that, and that's for the benefit of the kids. So
I'm going to get me some signs and put out, save the trees. Get an artificial one.
Falls Village on Sunday evening had the fire department had its birthday party. The final, you know, it's been celebrating the 100th anniversary of the department all year. This was the finale. They had a big, film done by local filmmaker Yona Sadet, who did a great job interviewing, and there was history and about the department and talking to several people who had been recipients of the department's good work. And then that was up at the Colonial Theater in Canaan, and again, very nicely done. And hats off to all these volunteers, as we all know how hard they work. There was I was at the Salisbury Forum, so I missed it, but I will catch up on Friday night. There was quite a spirited meeting in Kent about speed cameras. There was a proposal. The selectmen have agreed to write an ordinance to allow these cameras, but apparently there were like 75 people at this hearing, and there was both pro and con, but a lot of con from what I hear. And
because you always catch the people in town first.
yeah, exactly. And a lot of questions to be answered, you know.
Yeah, I was told that 30 some odd years ago when someone was speeding. It was cool. There was this state police guy, and he was like, well, okay, but just please know, you know, y'all will do it, but you're going to catch your neighbors.
Yeah.
And there's still go well.
I mean, I heard a lot from people who were there, but I will watch the tape and report on that next week. Give it a lot of questions being raised. And looking ahead, we have today. We have the North Canaan holds its Thank You Veterans program, which is always very nice. Everybody else does pretty much on Veterans Day, and they North Canaan does it right before Thanksgiving to thank the veterans. So they bring out the veterans and the kids, you know, honor them. And then Kellogg will be having its Friendsgiving right after that this afternoon. So I'll be hustling around.
That's for the library, yes? Friendsgiving?
No, it's at Kellogg School.
Okay, well, no, but isn't that for the library, or is that something different?
I think this is just the kids.
Oh, okay.
Doing, yeah.
Pardon me.
Sure.
I guessed wrong there.
No, there might be something. There's just so much going on. And then, of course, the community Thanksgiving dinner for those who, you know, like to maybe alone or just want to be with their friends. That's at the Pilgrim House. It's a free dinner. It's amazing. What they serve and how many people, and it's just a great event. That's from noon to 2 on Thursday. It's free, and come and have a meal and socialize. It's for those, whether you're alone or not. So, and onward to the holiday season.
Yes.
All right.
Got a lot of business coming up over the next couple of weeks. Then all of a sudden for 2 weeks,
yep,
everything stops.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a vacation between Christmas and New Year's.
That's a possibility,
okay.
But there may be.
You know that I'm crazy.
There may
we'll
be some.
We'll have to chat, but you never know. You never know.
Well, there might be some more hearings to save us from some mega project somewhere. So,
yeah, that's
you know.
True. That's
you just
right.
Don't know.
As always, Ruth, we are grateful and we appreciate everything that you do and everything that you come to tell us on when you do. So I believe that this is it for today, Mike?
If that's what you say.
All right. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.